Have you ever heard of the nickname theory? I guess this is a theory. This is something that has just kind of come around thanks to TikTok. But there are plenty that are kind of posting up this sort of like relationship advice based on what is called the nickname theory. So here's one TikTok kind of explaining it.
This is a definitive guide to figuring out if you actually like this man or not, and it's called nickname theory.
Okay.
No. Nickname theory is the idea that the dumber the nickname you give the man you're dating, the less you like him.
What was your nickname for your husband again?
Thunderlicious.
Okay, let's keep going.
As all of us girly pops know, realistically, when you start dating a guy, you have to give him a nickname when you talk about him to your friends. It's not to be mean, it's not to make fun of him, but if the last guy you dated was named Chase, and the next guy was Chad, and the guy after that is Craig, no one's gonna remember who's who.
Yep, that is true. Oh. So she's basically saying that everybody gives their partner, at least when they start dating, like a little nickname.
And that is where nicknames come into play.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is, if you give a guy a really stupid nickname, like on your first date, he told you that his favorite kind of bagel is a plain bagel with cream cheese, a serial killer's order, so you start calling him plain bagel with cream cheese guy, it's not that serious.
Okay, so...
Oh, wow, I did that a lot when I was dating.
Yeah.
It was like green shirt guy or what, like if you met them and then you wanted to try to remember, all right, which one was that guy, and when you, if you got his number, and that's how you programmed him in the phone.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So Thunderlicious is your husband. So that might be shooting holes into this theory because Thunderlicious, you know, to the rest of us may seem like a silly nickname, right?
Right. But it's hilarious because it's like an inside joke. Well, now it's not inside anymore because I'm telling all of you, but it's his, you know, what we joked would be his professional wrestling name. Had he been a professional wrestler, has he ever wrestled? No, but he wrestled our kids. And so he liked to pretend he was a professional wrestler when he was wrestling our kids when they were really young. And so they came up with names. And that's why it's cute. I really do like him a lot, I promise.
Okay. So this kind of goes on and says, if you narrow down the description to something relevant to the guy, like the gray, you know, BMW guy, that's personal and he's a possibility. It's potential. You know, there's a little bit more than just like the bagel and cream cheese guy. The final category really isn't a nickname. If you actually use his name, his real name, then you're kind of in it for the long haul. And, this looks like it could be serious. I will say that this theory works for both guys and girls because I had a friend who, when he would start dating someone, it'd be like the Ja Rule chick.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, I remember because there was a girl that he would go out with, but she would only go to concerts with him. Like, she was a concert date for him.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
And so we just started calling her, and he started calling her the Ja Rule chick. So like, and it didn't end up lasting. So that kind of works in that theory.
Does your wife have a nickname for you?
No, like we never did.
Well, I feel like the lack of nicknames bad too, right?
No, that's what they're saying. They're saying if you use real names, that's in it for the long haul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So should I add like Thunderlicious Michael?
No, I think Thunderlicious is good. You know, okay. I mean, you guys have gone well over a decade. So
we have proven.
Yeah, that this theory may just be a theory, but the theory rolling around TikTok right now is if you use a nickname theory, like the sillier the nickname, the less serious the guy, then that could necessarily be something that is true.
So, interesting information.
I know. Elizabeth and I, we're kind of boring. We don't have those nicknames.
Maybe you should start. What do you think it would be if you had to make one up?
Man, the first thing that came to my head, I couldn't say on the radio. Like you asked me, and I almost spit it out, and I was like, whoa, can't say that.
Wait a second.